The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anthony A. came in here. He's so excited because he accomplished something. I want him to share it with you. Welcome to Wednesday. Halfway to the weekend, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., and I finished a book earlier this week, which was dope as hell, right?
You think you're all smart or what?
No, I think I'm enlightened. How about that? It wasn't like a thick book or nothing like that. It wasn't like some novel. It was actually like kind of like a picture book, if you may, which...
But, what was it about?
Proud of you, Anthony.
It's about handling anxiety and worrisomeness.
Oh.
And it's actually from a cool...
I need to read that book.
If you have an... No, it's dope. If you have an Instagram account, it's worry double underscore lines is the people who created the account. They have over 800,000 followers.
Nice.
But it's just a book of pictures about the author and all the nervousness that he went through writing that book. And how to handle anxiety and how to handle the pressure.
Funny. So as he was nervous, he wrote the book about being nervous.
Yeah, right. If you've ever had to start or finish a project, you kind of know that you have that beginning worrisomeness and you're just like nervous. And then by the end, you have hope, which is what the book gives you.
I like that.
So, the beginning part is always the worst, though, because you don't know how the project's going to turn out.
Right, dude?
Yeah.
But that's with anything
in life.
But that's
anyone who's an artist and who does anything, puts any kind of art out there. You're always going to question yourself.
It's not just art, though, DJ Automatic. It's anything you do. When you're working, when you have a project to turn in, when you have homework to do, it's nerves because how well did I do? Remember our daughter the other day was like, I got to tell you something. Like, what? I had zero plagiarism in my essay, blah, blah, blah. For her, it was a big deal, and she felt proud. She was nervous all the way through, and at the end, we're proud of her.
So you know now that they actually test all the papers for plagiarism in high school.
Oh, damn.
I would have never passed high school.
Don't tell her that, please. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll go ahead and kick this one off with National Serpent Day, because snakes need their own day. So, you know, shout out to all snake owners out there.
I don't like snakes.
My brother's a snake owner. So,
he's the weird one then.
He has a theory that anyone who owns snakes is weird. I don't know if that's true, but they're all right. They're good. They keep all the bad stuff, right? They eat the mice.
And
Hello. Yeah, all right, we also got National Dark Chocolate Day, which...
I like that.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Once you hit a certain age, you like dark chocolate.
And coffee.
It's National Get Up Day, so this is encouraging you to... If you have the opportunity, share an inspirational story with somebody and remind them that no matter how hard life gets, you can pick yourself up. All right.
No need to worry.
Mm-mm. And the first day in February is National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. So salute
to
all the ladies out there. But of course, it is February 1st, which is the start of Black History Month, better known as National Freedom Day.
Yes. All right. So here is your Black History fact. In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler became the first African-American female doctor. Only 300 women out of 55,000 men became physicians that year, and only one was a black woman. Oh. And I never read about her. I didn't know about her. I'm going to look her up. I want you to do the same. Once again, it's Rebecca Lee Crumpler. If you're driving, you can't write that down, hit me up on Instagram, at Dana Cortez, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we just started Crazy Crimes of Passion. It's already become one of the most listened to segments. I'm going back to January 14th, 2018, when 17-year-old Jordan and her older sister Jennifer decided they had to escape their own home. Their parents, David and Louise Turpin, locked these children up since pretty much birth and never let them leave the house. The day before, they had heard their parents say they were moving to another city and they were going to have to all be chained up. Now, because their youngest siblings were in chains, pretty much starving, they knew that these children probably wouldn't make the trip. And so Jordan found a phone that her brother was going to throw away, like a track phone, but they still dialed 911. And with the help of her sister, Jennifer jumped out the window and called.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
I just ran away from home. I live in a family of 15 and we have abusing parents.
How did they abuse you?
They hit us. They, like, throw us across the room. My two little sisters right now are chained up.
Notice the cadence and the way she speaks. She's never talked to anyone. She's 17 years old.
She sounds like she's about 8.
She's never been to school. Never been outside of the home. It's scary. I mean, she doesn't even understand sidewalks. Listen to some more of that call.
I've never been out. I don't know anything about the streets or anything.
If you saw these girls, you would never think that something like this is happening to them.
They're women. They're beautiful.
Well, one, you can see these girls at Dana Cortez's Instagram.
Yes, Dana Cortez on Instagram.
One thing that stood out to me, though, you're imagining this image and you think it's like some rural, rundown house in the middle of nowhere. No, it's in your normal, everyday American suburban.
It's not even normal. It's an affluent neighborhood. Right? He's a software engineer, the father.
It's happening in any neighborhood,
So here's Jordan now. She's doing an interview with ABC 2020. You can hear that her vocabulary has improved. She's recalling the night that she jumped out of the window.
I couldn't really dial 911 because shaking is so. I was trying to dial 911, but I couldn't even get my thumb to press the buttons because I was shaking so bad.
It's hard to believe that 13 kids had never had a conversation with people.
It's hard to believe that she didn't know what a sidewalk was.
Automatic. She's never been outside. She's never been outside of her home, living in filth. Listen to the next part of the 911 call.
We live in filth. Sometimes I wake up and I can't breathe because how dirty the house is. We never take baths.
When was the last time you had a bath?
Almost a year ago.
Thank goodness an officer responded and believed her. She had been smart enough to take photos of those babies in chains when he asked for proof. 2 hours later, police are knocking on the Turbin's door. I think it took 2 minutes and 10 seconds for them to answer the parents because they were trying to unchain the kids, but they couldn't get to all the kids. They found one of the boys who'd been chained to that bed for weeks. When these children were taken to the hospital, they were all emaciated. Every one of them has stunted growth. Some of the girls had heart problems. This is all because they weren't eating properly and speech problems. They taught each other. They talk about it like the oldest, Jennifer, who we're going to hear from next, went to school till she was 8. And so she said, everything I knew, I tried to teach my siblings. So Diane Sawyer in 2020 asked her, what's your first memory of being outside of that home?
Actually being in the hospital. When music was playing, I got up. I made sure there's a little bit of a floor cleared out and I danced.
Jennifer goes on to say that she looks at life positively now.
And nothing's ever going to be that bad. And nothing's going to be as bad as 29 years in what the only word I know to call it is hell.
Jeez. So David and Louise Turpin were arrested, charged, and convicted of many, many felonies. Both were sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole, though, in 22 years.
I wouldn't give it to him.
Here is the statements from both.
I miss all of my children. And I will be praying for them. I long for the opportunity to have contact with them again.
I want to say to you, Your Honor, and court, I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I want them to know that Mom and Dad are going to be okay.
Boy, they're crying now, huh? Here is Jennifer, the oldest, response to their statements.
I believed it, but then I remembered that they both are extremely good at manipulation.
And this is Jordan, the girl that had the guts to jump out of that window to save her family. Here's what she thought about her parents' statement.
When they cry and stuff, I feel bad, but also it's like, why? I'm never gonna know. Sometimes I think maybe they didn't have a good childhood, but it's still their choice. You always have a choice.
How's she smarter than those parents? Seriously.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Imagine being a firefighter and you see the blaze and you see the smoke and you know you have to go in there and put it out. And then you realize that's our own fire station.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
These firefighters responded to a fire. And as they're pulling back into their own fire station, they realize they were cooking breakfast and they left the stove on.
Oh, stupid.
So luckily, they're firefighters, so they pulled out their hoses and put the fire out. And nobody was hurt.
How did this story get leaked? It's like, if I'm one of the firefighters, then I'm like, guys, this is probably...
This just goes nowhere.
Yeah, this is the absolute
because
most embarrassing thing.
Because one of them called 911 and said, we see another blaze happening, not realizing it was their own fire station. Shout out to the firemen in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, man.
Where this story went down.
From the firemen in Atlanta, Georgia, to Indonesia, where a young boy was playing hide-and-seek with his friends and locked himself in a shipping container. And 6 days later, he was found 2,300 miles away from where he started, all the way in Bangladesh.
What?
But thankfully, he is safe and good to go now. So
what?
I think
he wins.
Yeah.
I'm sinking. I can't find you. So he ended up 2,300 miles away.
Yes, dude, because the shipping container ended up going. My thing is, his friends just gave up.
I know.
Well, so did he.
But at least he's alive.
He's safe. He's recovering. He was dehydrated, of course.
And hungry.
He survived it. And, yo, shout out to the best hide-and-seek player in the history of hide-and-seek.
Congratulations. You win the crown.
Well, we're going to keep it international, okay, guys? So archaeologist Howard Carter in 1922 discovered a tomb, an Egyptian pharaoh tomb.
Wow.
And amongst all the 5,000 artifacts were, you know, gold, silver, ebony, ivory, lots of precious jewels, weapons, furniture, fine linens, rare perfumes. And then there was this small piece of cloth that caught the eye of all these experts. And they're like, what is this? And it looked like something you would tie around your waist. It was a 3,000-year-old condom.
Yeah.
They actually found his DNA in it.
That is disgusting.
What? Why is that disgusting? Dude, it's good to know that they were practicing, you know, safe sexy time.
I just want to know why he had to take it into eternity.
I just want to know. There's a lot I want to know. You said you could tie it around your waist. Pretty big condom.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Do you want to go on vacation, little vacaciones, and save some money? Ooh. I've got the top 10 cheapest places for you and your familia to visit. Go listen for you right now. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. I go last, DJ Automatic.
So what do you guys think is the right age for social media?
Do you mean
35.
Hold on. So you mean to get on social media?
Yeah, to be on social media.
I would say after my experience with it, like at least 18.
Okay. Anthony, you think 18?
Yeah, you're not.
I like that age. So I know it sounds crazy. And dog. Anthony don't even have kids and he's saying that.
So 13 is the minimum age requirement for Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. The Surgeon General said, flat out, 13 is way too young. He says that age is kids are thinking about their own self-worth and relationships, and social media usually gives a distorted environment.
Man. I think about when I was little, and I talk about growing up in humble beginnings. I didn't have the new shoes. I didn't have the nice house. I didn't have the nice clothes. Imagine that child looking at social media, or even a child in a middle-class family looking at the riches that were thrown in our faces on Instagram and TikTok. I got this bag today and I'm opening this and ooh, here's my haul.
Well, and then everything's everything's overly sexualized everywhere you look.
Everywhere automatically.
And especially I always feel bad for little girls because to live up to this Instagram reality is it's not real.
I think I'm going to start doing something completely opposite. You know how I do like my little outfits and stuff? I find everything on sale cheap. I'm serious. I know it's just a little thing, but you don't have to be having all these name brands to look nice or feel your worth. That's not what value.
I also think about how we're encouraging kids to be more open thinkers and free thinkers now. And at the same time, there's so many different opinions and hot takes on the internet that it could really persuade a kid to make a decision one way
before
or the other.
Even know what's going on.
They don't even understand what kind of decision they're making.
So the Surgeon General, who is the top doctor in the United States, he thinks that parents should band together and not let kids get on social media until they're 16 or 17 years old.
Right.
Like I know it's not gonna happen, but
the Surgeon General and Anthony A.
All right, in case you missed it, people ain't moving out of their parents' house, y'all. A new survey shows
they're on social media
that of the Americans surveyed under the age of 30, that 48% of them are living with their parents. This is the highest number since the Great Depression.
I always encourage people to move out, find yourself. The struggle helps you through life because it is really a part of growth. It is different, though.
Okay.
It's different when you're making, let's say you're making $15 an hour. That sounds like a really good wage. But gas is $5 a gallon and rent is $1,000.
Well, here's a little bit of
living?
Here's a little bit of this twist here, though. This isn't a situation of student loan debt or higher cost of living. This is actually a fact that they're spending money on dumb things like luxurious items, trips, jewelry, and handbags.
Instagram, we just talked about it. Because of the brand names and the hauls and everything. Stop spending your money on stupid stuff. Take it from someone who did that. Don't save your money. Invest in yourself.
Yes.
All right. So in case you missed it, if you want to go on vacation and go somewhere where you can actually save money, according to Kayak, here are the top 10 places.
And you can have some great pictures for Instagram.
There you go. Houston, Texas, number one. Toronto, Canada. I had no idea. It's very, very cheap to go there.
Really?
Yeah. Number three, Denver, Colorado. Number four, Atlanta, Georgia.
Denver is not cheap.
It is to visit hotels and everything. They're doing all comparisons. Yes, to live automatic. No, we're not moving there, honey. We're visiting.
Be careful what side of Denver you end up on, bud. Go ahead, dog.
Number four, Atlanta, Georgia. Number five, Chicago. Then New York, Dallas, Orlando, Washington, and Portland, Oregon.
I am not buying this because I've been to most of those cities and they're not cheap if you want to stay in the nice neighborhood.
But that's because you bougie automatic. Some well, of, you know,
I ain't trying to stay over there in the hood and get shot.
Last time we stayed in Brooklyn, we did fine.
That was the nice part of Brooklyn. Brooklyn's not the hood anymore.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my favorite places to eat when I was little and today still is Dairy Queen. And they got something big for Valentine's Day. Stand by for food news. Halfway to the weekend, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Hottest hashtags. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
So this is a story I've been following for a minute. A father who drove his Tesla off a cliff in Northern California with his wife and two children was charged with 3 counts of attempted murder after investigation led the DA to believe this was done on purpose. The man's name is Dharmesh Patel. His wife, Neha, and their 7-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son were driven off the cliff on purpose. It's called Devil's Slide. Very dangerous part of the highway. Luckily, they survived. They were cut out of the car. Everybody's been released. Now, of course, Mr. Patel was released into custody.
Yeah, I was going to say, they put him in jail, right?
Yes, and we don't know why he did it. We don't know yet. I'm sure during the trial, it will all come out. And obviously, police have enough to charge the man. Ooh. So I'm just glad that the children and the mother survived. We'll keep you updated on this as the story develops. And then in food news, Dairy Queen dipped strawberry blizzard with chunks of Ghirardelli chocolate or Beck. New triple truffle blizzard is also on a menu. And finally, peanut butter, fudge, and caramel. Mm. Just in time for Valentine's Day?
No, just in time for the Grammys. So we can't be
we
doing
that. We can't eat those. I'm trying to look.
That's a humble brag, DJ Automatic.
It was a humble
that
brag.
We're
talking about Dairy Queen and blizzards.
Because I was thinking I want to go get one.
And you
and
can't.
I was like, I can't you go get it because I don't want to be fat at the Grammys.
You know what I was thinking about?
What, Anthony?
Strawberries are trash in like blizzards and stuff.
Oh,
like
my.
Frozen strawberries and stuff like that?
No,
come on.
It's the dip stuff from the what they dip the cone in.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you on that one.
It's like a strawberry.
You know what I'm talking about? When they put like frozen fruit inside of like
you're crazy. Strawberry ice cream is my favorite.
Nah, that's whack, dog.
Whatever. All right. National Day. What's your favorite ice cream? Tap in right now. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram.
I don't like the chunk of the fruit in there.
Yeah, it's weird, dude.
I love it. Automatic. Come on now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Cardi B is spilling the tea on Kim Kardashian and plastic surgery. I got this story and more. Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. But first, celebrity birthdays and...
We have Ronda Rousey celebrating her birthday.
Hey.
Big Boy from Outkast, Stormy Webster, and Harry Styles celebrating birthday today.
Okay, so I want to talk about Shakira. Her ex-mother-in-law allegedly sent her a not nice gesture, which I assume is through the finger.
Damn.
Because Shakira hung a black witch on her balcony that faces her in-laws. They used to get along really well. But I think Shakira suspects that mom and pop knew Gerard had that other woman in her casa house.
Oh, man.
Well, Gerard pays for them to live, so guess what? Who's going to stay quiet?
Well, guess who's paying now? Shakira's paying for the property. He's not paying nothing. They're fighting right now over money.
Damn, and he chose up and went with the other girl?
Yeah.
That hurts, bro. I feel bad for Shakira, dog.
I don't. She's going to find somebody. She'll be all right. And she's going to get half that money, too. Watch. All right. Lotto is catching heat for wearing the same panties, which I don't understand.
What?
I didn't know
you. How do people know if she wore the same panties?
She was dancing and stuff. She had a dress on. It just flew up.
Whoa, there.
Have y'all ever heard of a washing machine? Anyway, she's clapping back. She's selling them on eBay. She has a $90,000 bid right now. They're cheetah print panties.
I mean, she's hot, but not $90,000 panty hot.
I just want to sell my underwear now. I got a pair of camouflage ones that are pretty famed.
Get you $9 for those.
I think you get $9 for my undies, dog.
And then finally, Cardi B revealed in a recent interview that Kim Kardashian hooked her up with a list of plastic surgeons.
Ew.
The reason that some people are a little shocked by it is because the Kardashians, they don't like to talk about their surgery too much. They say, yeah, I've done this. I've done a little of that. You've done a lot, and that's okay. I think that if you want to get stuff done, do it. I do.
The only one I believe that hasn't done that much is Courtney. But Kim, she's like 40-some years old, and she looks like she's 25.
Automatic with the med spa take.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Remember who my wife is.
Exactly. Give me the list, Kim. Where's the list for me?
I got liposuction.
Back with more to show coming up. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Super Bowl is right around the corner. And everyone always talks about the dream of being able to attend the big game. Well, how much is it going to cost you to get in? I got 3 different ticket prices from 3 different ticket vendors. Ooh, This is going to be wild. Also, we'll be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Data Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scumpadre, sir, DJ Automatic. And besides being amazing fantasy football players, that we are, we're great team managers, Automatic. Neither of us won this season, but we had a good outing, right?
I've had better seasons.
Okay, but yeah, right? Yeah. You know, your season kind of ended like your Vikings season did this year, right?
Disappointing.
Disappointing, dude. Automatic, you're a Vikings fan.
Die hard.
I'm a Raiders fan. So needless to say, we don't have much playoff experience.
We don't have a whole lot to be happy about.
We don't, dude. But if you were thinking of going to the big game, the cheapest ticket you can find, according to the internet, is on TickPix, and it is going for $4,900.
Okay, and that's like nosebleed?
That's nosebleed, all right? If you want to go over to SeatGeek, you're talking about $6,300. StubHub, $6,400, and Ticketmaster has the low for $7,300.
So that just gets you in the door.
From a distance, you could watch them, dog.
Damn,
that has
son.
Me thinking, you know what? The living room's going to be real nice this year.
Yeah.
And people in the comments were like, man, you could do so many different things with that. And before I ask you, what would you do with $5,000 instead of go to the Super Bowl? DJ Automatic, would you be willing to pay the $7,000 that Ticketmaster is charging if your Vikings went to the Super Bowl?
I'd pay more than that.
Oh!
I would take out a new mortgage on my house.
Okay.
Because in my lifetime, literally since I've been born, the Vikings have never been to the Super Bowl. They've been to four of them before I was born.
Now, do you think your wife is in support of this idea?
Oh, no, she would hate it, but I wouldn't even ask her. I would just do it.
Yeah, you know what, dude? She's ordered so many random things, and you have to constantly complain about that.
It all costs like 10 grand.
Oh, man.
And then we're even.
I am now wishing and hoping that the Vikings make the Super Bowl sometime in the near future, my friend.
Just in my lifetime.
What do you think of the possibility of the Vikings versus the Raiders in the Super Bowl? Maybe next year?
You know how little of a chance it is that if they did make it together, I got the tickets.
Oh, you heard it here first. That's where we're going. If the Vikings play the Super Bowl, DJ Automatic is taking me.
If the Vikings play the Raiders.
Oh, the Vikings play the Raiders. If the Vikings play the Raiders in the Super Bowl, Automatic is taking me to the big game.
Let's go. My wife's going to hate me.
Let us know, what would you do with the $4,900 that it costs to get into the big game? And would you spend double the money to watch your favorite team? At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, on Twitter, on Instagram, and TikTok.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.